Był mazwy. You must be yesterday that Yisoid Godel is probably the first Yisoid in Kol HaTayru Kul and Avedis Hashem is Hakoros HaToiv. A person that doesn't have the middah of Hakoros HaToiv, even to a doimim, even to an object like a stone, the soif at the end, Koifa b'toivos Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to be a koifa in the toiva of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Shach is Moisiv a Knech, which I hold as a Muridika Nakuda, in what we spoke about by Makas, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't lift up the stick and couldn't bring himself to make the dam, to make dam from the Yoir, because of Hakoros HaToiv. He says one nekuda further. The emes is when we say Ein Oid Milvadoi, that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyach, and be'etzem everything that I do and everything that a person sees is be'etzem the Ribbono Shel Olam his koyach, and if the Ribbono Shel Olam took away this koyach, the world would be nothing. And be'etzem what a person does is vayter the koyach from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's pshat when I makir toiv, when I see the moshel, even if a stone or your oir or the river did me a toiva, and I'm mechuyev to be makir toiv, and it sounds funny, be'etzem, to be makir toiv to the yoir, the Torah says tif, if you really understand what's going on here, it's the bite of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pshat is if a person would see deeper than the average eye sees, he would understand it's vital the Ribbono Shel Olam doing it. And the Hakoros HaToiv that he has in the Yoir is not this to the Yoir, it's pshat to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because be'etzem the koyach is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that through this chayfetz you should be saved or you should have a toiva. And be'etzem it's vital the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyach. So be'etzem the Hakoros HaToiv is to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Because in every act that somebody does for you is vital the koyach from the Ribbono Shel Olam. More than that, this is a Merdeka Medrash. The Medrash says, Le Nitrad Odom Arishim Gan Eden El Al Kfiyas Toiva. Odom Arishim was thrown out of Gan Eden for one reason, because he was a Kofi Toiv. Shnema V'yema Ha'odom Ha'isha Asher Nosati Imodi. What happened over here? Odom Arishim, Ribbono Shel Olam comes to Odom Arishim and tells Odom Arishim, why did you eat? So Odom Arishim says, you know what? It's not my fault. It's the wife that you gave me, it's her fault. Avada, he wasn't throwing it back, Chas V'Sholom, in what we understand, Odom Arishim, his Madrega, but there was a, as Chazal explained, there was an undercurrent of saying, listen, you gave it to me, you messed me over. You gave me this wife and she messed me over. It's Kilo, I'm throwing back the toiva that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to me and I'm throwing it back in his face. Say Chazal, that was Kfiyas Toiv. I did you a favor, you wanted a wife, I gave it to you. Don't throw it back in my face. The reason why he was thrown out of Gan Eden is because he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Says Rebellion, the Zaydi said a Muridik of Vot over here. The Chora, on every thing this tshuva. Says Adam Arishon did tshuva. 120 years he sat with Precious, with same with Batanis. He was chayzeh b'tshuva. If you're chayzeh b'tshuva, then Chulul Ribbono Shel Olam should have taken him back. How come he didn't take him back? On everything there's a tshuva. On the Chora, Adam Arishon's Madrega, there's a vayter tshuva. How come he didn't take him back? The Torah says, You're right, he did tshuva. But to come into Gan Eden again, that he can't. Why? Because he was pagan in his the nekuda of Hakaras HaTov. The minute that he showed a chisor in Hakaras HaTov, he'll never be able to come back to that madrega of being mishuva to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because what is Hakaras HaTov? What's Hakaras HaTov? Why doesn't a guy want to be makir tov l'moshel to a person? Why doesn't I want a person be makir tov to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Because the minute I'm makir tov, that's machayev me. I'm a shubha to the guy. I'm a shubha to him. I don't want to be a shubha to him. To come along and say thank you to a guy means I'm moida that you did me a tovah, and now I'm machayev to you. Machayev to Yana, that a person doesn't want. That I should be a shubha to somebody else? No way. To the Ribbono Shel Olam, avada nisht. If I'm makir tov to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that means I'm machayev to him. And knowing that he did me a tov makes me mechayev me in avodas Hashem. Oh, that I don't want. I want avda b'efker and nichle. I want to do whatever I want. The way to be mechayev me, lo mafshel. A guy chas v'shalom gets sick. He has yena ma'isa chas v'shalom. When he comes out of the hospital, you'll always see he's a changed person. He's a different person. He'll tell you he saw God. He'll tell you he saw this. He saw that. Whatever he saw, saw one thing. One thing he did see, he saw the rachamim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's mechayev him. So he changes his whole mahalach hachayim. He becomes a different person. He becomes a better person. He's more makbid on his mitzvahs. What happened? Why? Because time is short, or he suddenly got a wake up call that tomorrow he might be gone. He became the shubha to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He became the chuyev to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once you become the chuyev, that's it. That's mechayev you. The reason why I don't want to be makir tov to a person or to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't want to be mechayev. Once I'm mechayev, I'm stuck. I mean, I have to come to davening. I have to come to the storm. I have to learn. I have to do mitzvahs. I don't want to do it. I want to have a good time. So I'd rather avoid being a makir tov. Says Rebellia, Adam Arishon Nochanami did tshuva. On the Etzim tshuva, he could have got back into Gan Eden. But you can't have somebody to be meshubad in ganz to the Ribbono Shel Olam if he's missing a chisan of Hakaras HaTov. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Adam Arishon was thrown out of Gan Eden, and Avadi was thrown out of Gan Eden because he ate from the Eitz Hadas. But why didn't he get back in? Because he threw out the Ribbono Shel Olam a line. It's your fault. It's the wife that you gave me. You show such a chisan, it's not shaykh to get back in. Because you'll never be meshubah to me in Ganson. You'll never be meshubah to me in Ganson in totally. Therefore, I'm scared to let you back in Gan Eden. Because you're gonna, at the end of the day, you're going to end up eating Eitz HaChaim. You're going to eat an apple from the tree of life and you live forever. That I can't have. Why would you do it? Because you don't feel meshubah to me. Because you have that chisan of Hakaras HaTov. More than that, when I wake up in the morning and I say I'm moida ani, it's pshat, I'm being makir that everything that I have is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I wake up and I can see. I wake up, I can move. I wake up, I can breathe. So I'm mechuyev to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. The first thing is moida ani. Nosson Vachberg used to say, what's the first thing you teach a kid? Give a kid a candy, what's the first thing you say? Thank you. Tagit toda, zoga dank, say thank you, what's pshat? Because that's the first thing you teach a kid, Hakaras HaTov. That's the first thing. First thing is thank you. Why? Because without that, it's nishkin mensch. Because you'll never get to the first madrega in Avodas Hashem without having that midah. And the minute that that midah gets pogum, gets affected, it's not only affecting you because you don't have a Hakaras HaTov to Yena. It'll affect your whole outlook on life. More than that, Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave Musa to Klal Yisrael before he was Nifta, so in Parshas Hazinu, so the pasuk says, "What's going to happen to Klal Yisrael later on?" And he says like this: Mashiach's Leibon of Mumu, the Ikish of Salte, Crooked and Twisted Nation. Hal Hashem Tigmul Zoif, Am Novo Vlei Chochum. What does Am Novo mean? So he writes, vile and unwise. I don't know what vile means. That's why he says, I'm a novel. Rashi says, what's called him a novel? Am novel. Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's an am novel? Sheshokhu esha osu lohem. They forgot, Klal Yisrael forgot what the Rabbeinu Shalom did for them. What's it called, the am novel? Am a novel b'shus ha-tayra. What's called a novel b'shus ha-tayra? A novel. What's a novel? You say a novel is a novel. A novel is pshat poshut. He's forgotten what the Rebbeinu Shlom did for him. That's more, nothing more. The whole Yisoid of Golus, if you take a look in Parsha Hazina, is some, what goes on later in the Pesukim, what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael later, is for one reason. Am Novo V'Lei Chochem. I helped you through Klal Yisrael. I helped you through everything. Abi Yira Am Novo. I'm novel. I'll give you over to Goyim who are Nevolim. If you take a look in the Pasuk later, he calls the Goyim. The pasuk says that the loshon, the Torah used the loshon of novel when he's talking about the goyim. What kind of goyim he's going to use against them, against Klal Yisrael? What's pshat novel? I'm going to send you a message. The goloson. I'm going to send you a message through an am novel because you are an am novel. What was this am novel? The am novel is pshat shokhu masha osu. They forgot what the Rebbeinu Shlom did for me. That was the Yisoid HaGolus. That's the Yisoid from why Adam HaRishon wasn't let back into Gan Eden. More than that. The pasuk says, "Am novel v'lei chacham, haloi hu avicha konecho. He's your father, konecho. He acquired you. Hu osecha. He made you v'ichoinenecho. He established you. He put you together. What's the taina? This is good for the Rav Shach Zavot. Hakoras ha'toyv is pshat. More than being makeh that he did you a toiva, Yana did me a toiva. Hakaras ha-toiv means being makeh ein ed mu'vadei. Halo yovicho konecho hu oscho v'chinenecho. He made you. He put you here. He's giving you toivas 24/7. And when I come along and I say, the only word the Torah can use for somebody who's taka not makeh is am novel. I'm a novel. We look at the manuvel as a prosta. A manuvel means somebody who doesn't want to be makid teiv shayis. I don't want to be mishubad. Because if I'm makid that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, then I'm stuck. Because once I'm mishubad to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I have to keep his mitzvahs. That's the say God. That's the only thing, say Chazal, that's going to make me do mitzvahs. It's who asked Chavicha in Necho. He made me. Who can? Halahu Avicha Konecho. He's your father, Konecho. He was kind of you. He acquired you. He established. He made you every nekuda. Make a cheshbon. The Chavis Havavos goes through every taiva a person has from the Rebbeinu Shlomo from the day he's born. A whole shah pechina on what to understand who the Rebbeinu Shlomo is, because you'll be makit toiv. I once went into Rabdon Segal. Today Rabdon Segal is from Grisa Mashkichim, really Israel. 25 years ago, I went into him. He came to New York, and I went into him and I asked him. He was a regular bocha in Ponovich. I don't know if you know, but he wasn't exactly the way he looks today. He was a choshev bocha, but he was known as Danny Segal. And I asked him, I'd like to ask you a personal question. What turned you around? What made you come the person that you are today? Today he's probably 65, 70. So you're talking about he was 40, 45. He was already from the choshev of Bali Musa, and he was already upcoming. He was a Moedic of Bala Veda. And he said to me, Shah Abchina, Mechavis Havogs. And the truth of the matter is, I didn't know what the man was talking about. When I walked out of there, I thought I was going to hear a face. I don't know, something really holy that really turned him on and that I can take home with me and perhaps apply it. He said to me, Shah Abchina, I didn't understand what the man wanted. It took me a good few years to understand the Chlal, the Vort, what he wanted to say. What he was saying, Poshut. Shah Bechina, he learned through Shah Bechina properly. He understood the Tevis of the Ribbono Shleilam. He understood that he had to be Makir Tev. That alone was Machai of him to Shtayg Vaita. We will continue tomorrow.
A long series.